This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Hold on a second here.
Well, that's fun.
Stop that.
That is fun.
Can you fix that for me? I can't do
Absolutely.
It while I'm on the air.
I love
Hold on. I'm going to do this. There we go.
Hi.
So I realized that I did like
yeah.
There was a Van Halen song that
well,
played.
I think Jane put it in the wrong order, so it was Van Halen and then Green Day. And when I heard Van Halen, I looked at the clock and I went over to Vaughn. I go, "Hey, it's only 39." And so he goes, "Oh, it was in that order." I go, "Okay, no problems." Jane probably forgot.
So I didn't hear the Van Halen song. So I was like, "Hey, man, where's our Van Halen? This is our first week back in 2019. Yeah. We need a Van Halen song."
That's all right. I'll two Van Halen songs.
I'll grab a little shorty. Good thing I didn't grab the same one.
408 says, "Thank you for being late."
You're welcome. It's what we do best.
Yeah.
Actually, we have being late down to a science.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, you guys, hi. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
It's a delight to be here.
Are you out of your head right now?
In what way?
Well, the band's getting back together.
Yes. I know. It's so funny because today I know we're going to run through all our old songs.
What's on the list of old songs?
We have a ton of songs. I'm sure I've given you CDs over the years. I can't think of
the ones you've written is what you mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll go through all our old Joe Rockhead songs and... You know, back when we were Joe Rockhead and Slappy.
And this is so. This is you, your husband, Tommy Igo, the fantastic drummer,
incredible drummer,
right?
And Goodrick on bass.
And Goodrick,
yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And Tommy knows all those old songs.
Tommy doesn't. So today it's just going to be the three of us, and we'll just go through. And I'll try to play drums on some of them, but
I saw some video of Tommy this morning. He's doing some kind of jazz cruise or something.
Oh, really?
How funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's getting around.
He's a busy guy.
Uh-huh.
Tommy's always got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Tommy Igo. He's amazing.
He's pretty
Just
active on Instagram.
Yes, he is. He is.
There are musicians making it work.
There are. It's funny. The people that really make the social media work for them, they have it. It's a lot. It takes a lot of energy.
Sure.
You know, I mean, just even posting one picture, I'm always like, oh, geez, whew, got that done with. You know, but people are like curating and putting together a whole thing. If you look at his feed, it's all, you know, him, like, you know, drumming, showing you how to drum things.
In whatever country.
With people. Right. I know. He just did a tour of China, for God's sake.
Say goodbye to that. I'm too cool for any of that crap.
Yeah.
I'm just a guitar player.
You better not be.
Right.
You're all alone on an island.
Uh-huh.
Unless you get off the island and go to social media.
I've been getting a lot of, I don't know why this happens or what happens on your feeds, but on my feed I get a lot of sponsored things.
I want to buy some of those things.
You know what? Read the comments.
Really? Why?
Because there's things I go, oh, that's so cool. That's neat. Look at those shoes. Look at that blouse. Whatever. You read the comments and people are saying, don't order from here. Put in an order 6 months ago. Never got it. Quality's... Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, especially on the Instagram sponsored posts. Always look at the comments.
Oh, that
Do you
sucks.
Guys remember yesterday we'd been talking about Clif Bars and my efforts at never eating food again besides Clif Bars and how it didn't work out. And then they sent us a bunch of Clif Bars.
Yeah, so
and
nice.
Said also sprinkle in some lettuce.
Right. Well, and I, you know, to Clif Bar, listen, I realize you can't just eat three of those a day and call that a life of you know, so it was
Much
my bad,
like
not
to.
Yours. I love Clif Bar, but I told you I had been eating these macro bars, because we found them and they showed up in my feed, my advertising feed, all of a sudden, and I'm like, how in the hell did they hear us? Or I know my phone's right
did
here.
Did you look it up at any point? Oh, were you looking it up
I
to try to tell
up.
Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah.
You looked it up.
See? Exactly. That's
right.
What I'm talking about.
I wonder,
so
too,
weird.
Sometimes if they have access. Like, if you think about Amazon now at Whole, you know, they mm-hmm. own Whole Foods, so they know what you buy. Mm-hmm. They know, you know, I mean, there's no reason that they couldn't show you a special for macro bars.
Right.
No, that makes sense now. I was actually tripping on it because I didn't remember looking it up.
Right.
And I thought,
what I'm going to get back to on my feed, we're talking about Tommy being around social media, all that stuff. Neil Sean is now one of my sponsored ads on my feed.
Is that right?
Neil Sean?
He's doing a show here. Oh. At the Fox in Oakland, coming up in a month or two or something like that.
Well, there you go. Advertising works.
Yeah,
now
and
you know.
I follow him on social media, so all of a sudden he keeps popping up on my stuff.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. But anyway, read the comments before you decide to order something.
Do you remember when I bought those eyelashes that were like...
Yes.
Magnetic?
Yeah, they were like magnetic. Yeah. You put them on one side and the other. That was off of an Instagram ad. And what those must have taken 3 months to get to us.
Yeah.
Remember that?
They came from China?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they sucked,
and they
right?
didn't work. No.
Oh, they were horrible. Horrible.
They didn't work.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Like, well, why don't I just take some thread and throw it in my eyes? You know? Terrible.
Well, and you wouldn't use that anyway.
There are so many. Why not? If they were easy enough and they didn't take any
right.
glue.
Easy enough, they though, weren't. Is the, there yeah. it is.
They just weren't. It was a bummer, too, because they looked really easy. They were mm-hmm. showing them on the ad.
Were they like $15 each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bought two pairs, a pair for me, a pair. Mm-hmm. I think you wound up with both
I
pairs
did,
and threw
and
them
I
both out.
I sure tried them and, come on!
I know, they just don't work. Mm-hmm. Over
Sarah
and over I tried.
Like, you were the stylist at your wig party, though, with the eyelashes.
Yeah. Oh, man,
did,
I couldn't believe
everybody's...
how fast she did.
She's
I walked
good.
In here, you go, come over here, come in my bathroom. Blah, 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 boom. I walked right out.
Yeah.
And then any girl that came in, I go, hey, go to Sarah for your eyelashes. I love those.
I got these feather
I
eyelashes.
Them, actually.
I got them on, like on Amazon. And there were 18 pairs of them for like $13. So, so you know, we're having this wig party. So I'm like, ah, the hell with it. I'll get a set of these and see how they are. And they were awesome.
They were great. A little butterfly
feathers
on mine.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was. I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is the best $13 I've ever spent.
My daughter would
have
lost her. You know what?
They're incredible.
She loves everything girl.
Yeah.
Aww.
And they were bright pink ones and. I wound up buying another set of them for next year.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, that, I, you know, who
wig
knows
party?
If they're... Yeah. I love the wig party. I became someone completely different. Like, I'm so into who I was that night.
Yeah, I kind of like mine,
girl.
Too.
Yeah.
I got to be, like, slutty looking.
It yeah,
was super
it was fun.
Fun.
I don't like mine. I felt like an idiot.
Oh, you look like a dweeb.
I kept changing wigs.
He just, like, long... Well, actually, by the end of the night, everyone was changing wigs. The wigs were getting questionable. But it was fun. But anyway, so those ones were good. And it was just glue, though. You just put glue on them and stuck them on there, and then boom, they were
that's
on.
That's how the pros do it, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah I guess so.
Super
it is
quick,
just
yeah.
glue. And
it is.
Yeah.
415 says, Instagram and other apps are listening to you through your phone and will often send you an ad based on what you say.
Oh, my
Very
God.
Very creepy.
That's creepy.
I remember we did a story about how you have to go in and turn the mic off on the thing.
Yeah. Like give them no access to it.
Like mm-hmm. when your home devices, and now of course your phone. There's that Siri or
yeah,
the name, the other names you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, if you say their name and they're listening, if you're not saying their name, could they still be listening?
They have to be listening in order to hear them. You
right.
say that right.
Luckily, I never talk on the phone. So
yeah, but you've got that right. thing sitting around,
it's
and
sitting
so next time you plot
true.
A murder, they're going to hear you.
Oh, right. darn. You know what? I'll try and get away true. From all my stuff when I plot my murders.
What about when you're voice texting? Does
oh, yeah.
that count as
oh,
well?
Why wouldn't
Probably.
It? Why not? You're using the mic.
I don't do that.
Mm. You don't
oh, no?
voice text?
Oh,
Never.
My God. I do that all
oh,
the time.
I do. Me too.
And then I send it, and then I read it back, and I yeah. go, all right, let me make some corrections.
Or you whatever. They know what I meant.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, one annoying thing about the, I don't know if this is true on Android phones as well, but you can't, like, the F word won't autocorrect. It autocorrects to ducking every mm-hmm. single time.
Yeah, the Android will let you say the F word.
No, it lets you say it.
No, but
if you
it
type
will.
It out. So you're saying if you type it,
enough
it
times
autocorrects
like,
to
think
the
after
F word.
20.
Yeah, I would think after 20 times. I've never written the word ducking. So it must be something else, autocorrect.
How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
You never curse.
You never curse.
My
he curses
other,
a lot more than he used to.
My other friends who curse told me about it.
Oh, wow. All right.
But when you use the voice, like I do almost all my texts just by speaking into the phone, and it will pick up the F word that way. It gives up. All right, fine. Mm-hmm. You have a potty mouth.
Right.
Fine. So anyway.
So big day, big weekend ahead for you. And we're excited. We like to see that.
We are. You know what? Can someone get Bryn back in here? I started the song and now I know that I have. Hey, Brynny.
It does work, Sarah.
What?
Sorry.
It auto-corrected?
Oh boy.
I just texted you right now.
Through voice. That's why I left the room. I'll take care of it.
I fixed it.
You did it already.
Right, good job.
I fixed it. I'm learning how to learn how to use the computer system. It's been 1 week in the new year, and now I can do one thing. One thing I can do. But yes, getting back to your original question.
I just voice texted you.
Yeah, voices, it will pick up. But when you go to type it, if you type it wrong, it goes to duck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Yeah. But the voice, I was saying, it's amazing. The mic clearly is sending my information everywhere. Mm-hmm. Somewhere there's, you know, a coin jar. What is it called? A oopsie jar? When you swear and you have to put a quarter
It's called an oopsie jar. I thought it was a swear jar.
Okay, the swear jar. Whatever.
Oopsie.
I owe that jar a lot of money.
It's hard to have kids and now all of a sudden someone's listening to you and trying to say fudge. Fudge does not
satisfy. No, it just does not convey the emotion that you're feeling.
So now you have to talk basically like you're on the air.
Yeah.
When your kid's around.
Yeah, I mean, I told you guys that about the time I was just driving and my kid was in the car and I hadn't forgotten that she was there, but I had forgotten she was there. I'm just driving and I'm like, you mother... to someone on the road. And then I just look back in the rearview mirror and there's my kid.
Like, I heard that.
Oh. Knowing it was a bad word.
Yeah, I mean, they know. Well, and I, you know, Dad was angry.
Well, remember she asked you what the F word was.
And that was very recent.
Yeah, so I would think she's heard it.
How'd that resolve itself? Put it all together. It didn't.
Well, that one does start with an M.
Yeah,
that
did
one,
your mom or her mom?
No, it went away. Anything? I pushed it off enough that it didn't come up again.
But right.
If you didn't hear, she had asked me, what's the F word? And I was like, oh.
Fantastic.
Well, it's a bad word. It's a word we don't use in polite society. There are other words you can use that are more polite to convey your emotions. And she goes, right, but can you say it to me so I know what it is? And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-mm.
Nope, he's not going to. That was a trick question.
Yeah. Can
you say it?
For me.
Yeah. Because then you know she'd be the one at school who knew what the F word was and be very proud of that.
She said something about one of her friend's brothers was, and she was trying to say naughty, but she didn't say. And it's just these conversations these little girls are having.
Yeah.
Where
sounds
I guess
like
one of the little girls said, my brother's, I forget what, I don't even know how she pronounced it, but it was, and I go, you mean naughty? And she goes, yeah, yeah. He was naughty, and I'm like, all right, well, so are you sometimes. So, you know, lighten up on the guy.
Right.
We all are. Everybody's naughty sometimes. We try our best. Let's try to be cool. Right? I mean.
925, good morning.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for all the days, all the words. I'm 63 today. Have always wanted to get a shout out for my birthday.
It's
Bob.
Your birthday. Hey, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob.
You deserve it.
Yeah, you do. So when we started, Bob was 40. How long were
you? Why are you going to do that?
Because I always feel like if he's been listening the whole time, then he was like in his early 40s. I'm just, you know, trying to point out how fast time goes. Mm-hmm. Enjoy every moment, everyone.
Oh, man. I was listening to this sports interview where a guy who played in like, because we're getting to the playoffs in football now, and on the sports channels, they at least still have some games ahead. But one of the channels was talking about might have been on the game.
Shame.
But they were talking. What they had a guy on from like the third Super Bowl.
Oh,
and
ever.
Yeah,
the third
Super Bowl.
Jeez,
he was like,
he's
old.
When was that? Mid '60s.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Super Bowl start.
But
well,
the guy is old. He's in his 70s now. And he comes on and the host introduces him and says, you know, is there anything you'd like to say? And he goes, yeah, I'd like to start out by saying time goes way too fast, you guys.
Sure does.
Enjoy every second of your life. I can't believe I was in the third Super Bowl And now we're at what number, you know, whatever 50, it is.
54? He's like 53.
He goes, it was yesterday.
Yeah. Dang.
Three was 1969.
Oh. 69. Oh, the year you were born.
So the guy's message was like, before he even talked about the dumb game, was embrace every minute of your life because they go too fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, yikes. Well, there's a guy with 1 foot in the grave. He's seeing it.
It's amazing. It's true, though. I mean, you just can't. You really don't think it's going to happen to you. Like, I remember being a kid and being like, old people, Jesus.
I know. Well, clearly that guy's got the sickle in his peripheral vision, right?
Yeah. Well, it's coming in.
He does.
He's about to get the end of the life hook.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we all are at some point, so, you know, might as well use
worry,
your death
Bob,
to live a good
happy birthday. You've got
yes, happy
plenty
birthday,
of years
Bob. Plenty
left.
Of years.
Bob
plenty of years.
Right. At least 10.
Sure. I mean, you know, 10 good ones anyway.
Right. After
listen,
that.
Listen,
the
Bob,
worst shout out ever.
I know.
Man.
No, best shout out ever. Listen, we're right behind you. Keep the,
no,
you know,
we're not.
Keep the lights on for us. Leave a light on.
Yes, Tom. Jesus.
I don't bother. I'm going to be a long time after these guys.
Well, listen, just make sure you're square with everybody because it could happen anytime. You never
no
know.
No doubt. Oh. Yeah.
Any day
I
now.
It's
Friday.
Every day.
Friday.
Gonna get dead down on Friday. Everybody's talking about the end of their life. Yeah, well,
jeez.
Listen, I'm good with that. I want you all to know I had a great life, and I love every single one of you, and do not mourn me. Party. Just have a drink for me.
I right. will.
Thank you.
Several shots.
That's right.
One more before we go to our song.
Sarah's
dead.
Yeah,
shot,
just
shot.
Remember me. Have a laugh. Remember that I nothing bothered me. Like, you can just make fun of me, say all the dumb things that I did.
This gal, Nicole 510, I don't want to say all her message, but she had a rough day yesterday.
Oh, Nicole.
And she doesn't want to be a downer. I won't tell you why she's bummed out, but she has a big interview at 8 o'clock this morning. Prayer from Hooman would help.
Oh,
love
Hooman,
you guys.
Right now?
How about a Friday prayer
Nicole
for Nicole?
Had a tragic event
happen yesterday. I feel
like
we need
yesterday
more info.
Yeah, no? I feel
do
like
you want
we
me to read it?
Yeah, yeah. Give
do
us
you
a
really
is
want
it
to read
awful?
It?
Yeah,
yeah. It is.
Oh, don't read
don't
it then.
Don't read it.
I need a little. She has a big
she
job
had
interview.
She had a friend that passed away yesterday. I'll leave it at
oh
that.
Oh, God.
God.
Wait a minute. Jeez.
And today she's got to go in and buck up and
interview
go for an interview.
Yeah. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah,
you got
yes
the music? You got the
I
music?
Sure do.
Lord Jesus, we lift up Nicole to you, and we just pray that you clear her mind and give her incredible focus and let her be flawless at this interview. Let the words that come out of her mouth be pleasant and exciting, and let the person she's interviewing with welcome her with open arms, and may she say all the right things at the right time. May she walk in there confident, knowing that she has this job.
And don't forget Vinny's great advice about not saying too much.
Yeah, don't say too much. And end your sentences quickly.
Yes, and may she speak with wisdom.
Oh, good one. Good
yay
one.
Good job.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen,
amen
Nicole.
Amen.
You got
there you
it, girl.
Go, Nicole.
You
boy,
got it,
we are
Nicole
giving it out today. End of life. Nice prayers.
Nicole, just you'll do it. You got this. You
yeah
got
Nicole
this.
You got
the
this.
The prayer will help, I'm sure, but also you've worked your whole life to get to this interview.
Yeah.
It's what you're walking into your job. And don't seek approval with your answers, because that's when you start chasing stuff.
Mm.
If they just sit there and just stare at you, you'll keep talking like
right
a donkey.
You need to be
and
quiet.
And you get the answer. Say the answer. You know you're correct. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily going to go, oh, right answer.
Check.
Right. No. But they are trained to not talk.
Right.
To let you dig your own grave. So don't do it.
Right.
Smile a lot, too. I like people who smile.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't smile nervously, though. You know, there's a right amount of smiling to do.
Or you can smile with your eyes.
Sure. Just have a pleasant look on your face. But be businesslike.
When I was a young man, one of the things I liked to do was sort of to show off for people was feats of strength,
oh
too. So lift some
part
stuff.
Part of Festivus, isn't
right
it?
Yeah. Lift some stuff with the legs. Like, show them what you're made of. That might be impressive.
Yeah, don't
as
use
well
your back. Use your legs.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Lift
oh
with your legs, like a corner of the desk or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just show you my lifting technique.
Uh-huh. And I like to wear a certain color
it
on job interviews.
Oh, yeah? What color?
I wear navy blue.
Oh. It's very businesslike.
It is. It's great.
It's
I've
a
gotten
sharp
every
color
single job wearing navy blue.
Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Navy blue.
Navy blue's
navy
your
blue's
lucky
my color.
Color.
Yes.
That's funny. I had a brown suit.
Brown suit.
Brown?
Yeah, like a suit. It was though. It was like a brown tweedy kind of thing.
What? Tweed?
Yeah. Well, I got every job I ever interviewed for. I interviewed for... This is the last job that I got wearing that suit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You wore it here?
Hell yeah, I did. Yeah, I wore it to go meet with Steve DiNardo.
DiNardo's a stylish guy. I'm surprised he didn't go, sorry, tweed.
No, it was cute. It was a cute. It was like fitted and it was really cute. And I had this like salamander pin that I would wear on it. That was my grandma's.
Salamander.
Yeah. I don't think I still have it anymore.
So I'm reading an article about what the colors mean when people wear them.
Okay.
And brown does mean dependable.
Oh.
It's an earthy color.
Yes,
which
means color of the earth.
Warmth,
sure.
Okay.
Safety, right. Reliable, dependable.
Oh, nice. Dependable. Is there a navy blue one?
So the very best color to wear basically is navy blue.
Oh,
According to
there
this.
There you go, Nicole. It's Nicole, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The combination of blue and black is the very best combo to wear to a job.
Blue and black.
All right.
There you go, Nicole. Get it done. Make it happen.
Yeah, so your interview is at 8 o'clock. We'll still be on the air. So, Nicole, text us after the interview.
How you feel about how it went, or if they offered you the job, we definitely want to know. We want an update on that. All right, KLOC, KLOC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.